The clock in the front hall chimed midnight as I set out into the darkness. My father and James were surely in a deep sleep in their rooms down the hall, and I was glad for it. I pulled my cloak tight around my shoulders, shivering in the chill of the late autumn night. There was no moonlight, but I allowed the street lamps to be my beacon. My hand reached for the gate latch, but I gasped and froze as a tall, broad figure materialized beyond the spires.
"What are you doing here?"
I whispered. Logan was dressed in uniform, but his torso was wrapped with a thick swath of gauze from the outside. His voice was raspy when he answered.
"You're still awake."
What? For a moment, I questioned if he was real or some trick of the light. Something from the pines that had made it over the wall.
"Your candle was lit,"
he repeated, gazing at the second story.
"In your window, until a moment ago."
"When were you released from the infirmary?" A muscle on his jaw ticked.
"Earlier this evening."
"It's past midnight." He furrowed his brow.
"Your light. The candle was still burning, so I knew you were awake."
I counted my breaths, expectant. But no explanation came. Logan stood before me, meeting my stare like his presence was as natural as the mist. I blinked at him, convinced he must be some trick of my weary mind. "Have you been standing out here, waiting for me to extinguish my candle?" He swallowed.
"I'm your guard."
The air thickened around me, and despite the cold chill, my skin was burning. "Do you make it a habit to stand under my window?"
"Yes, except for last night. I asked, but they wouldn't let me leave."
The heat bloomed under my skin, becoming an ember in my chest. I was terrified I would set the whole town on fire after what happened a moment ago. What had flared to life with the mere thought of him? I blinked in the haze. "You were injured. You needn't be here. I don't require this kind of guard, Logan. I'm nowhere near the wall." He said nothing, but his chest heaved. This man had tried to leave the infirmary to stand outside my room last night, despite his still open wounds. Despite the demon venom that was coursing through his blood, even now.
"Where are you going?"
he asked, crossing his arms. My eyes widened.
"I don't know."
"This proves it. You do need a guard," he said, seething. "Where were you going at midnight? Taking a walk?"
"I don't know. I just needed to clear my head."
It wasn't a lie. I opened the gate and closed it behind me. He was less than a foot away from me, and in the muted light of the lamps, his face was no longer pale as it had been earlier that day. His cheeks were flushed as he blinked down at me.
"You're one of the most reckless people I've ever met,"
he said in a hushed voice.
"You were going to the Barrens. If I hadn't stopped you, you would have walked out into the woods looking for a demon to have a chat."
Lamplight flickered in his blue eyes, challenging me to prove him wrong. But he was wrong. I stared into his eyes, realizing where I would have gone. In that moment, I had wielded fire magic, and there was only one person I wanted to tell, only one person I wanted to help me.
"I was going to find you."
His eyes widened, anger melting into shock. My heart was a drum.
"I needed to speak to someone. I didn't know where I was going when I left, but I think I would have found you."
"You were coming to find me,"
he rasped. It wasn't a question, but I nodded, tipping my chin up. The fire in his icy eyes was so bright, it threatened to burn a hole in my mind, just as the candle had. I wanted it to, so I didn't look away. With the next intake of breath, his lips were on mine. Logan kissed me, and I let him. And his mouth pressed against mine made me fear the entire realm would burn into nothing but ash. Heat snaked through me, threatening to take me over. I was flame and mist and smoke. Despite the chill, the air around us was a blanket of heat, and I pulled him closer, allowing my hands to roam. I wanted to know the map of him. I traced the slope of his neck, over the angle of his jaw, dipping over the infuriating dimple on his cheek with my thumb. My other hand swept over his heaving chest, stopping short at the thick bandages wrapped around his ribs. He tangled his fingers in my unruly hair, and as he drew me closer by the small of my back, a desperate moan climbed up my throat. He bit down on my lip, and it was my undoing. There was nothing I wouldn't give him at that moment if he had asked for it. I knew it was true. If I had started walking in the dark, I would have walked right to that infirmary. There was no telling if I would have gone in. Despite it all, I would have found him. I had discovered this new thing about me with the mere thought of him. He broke away first.
Harper.
The way he said my name.
It's late. You should go to sleep.
I could only nod. He tucked a strand of hair behind my ear.
Good night. A smile ghosted over his lips. My lady.
I turned and opened the gate as though I was possessed. My feet carried me up the stairs. I knew he wouldn't leave until my window was dark. I stepped back and turned away, despite every particle of my body screaming to return to him. When I returned to my room, I extinguished my lamps.
I didn't need to touch the burner.